Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All three of the Abrahamic religions teach that lending to the poor is an act of compassion that serves the entire community. And therefore, charging interest was seen as immoral. It was called usury and was considered a heinous crime. The Roman Empire allowed usury, but in 1179, the Catholic Church decreed that usury was forbidden. This law did not apply to Jews. While the Torah admonishes usury, Talmudic law allows a Jew to practice usury with a non-Jew, and so money lending became primarily a Jewish business. Over the years, usury became more accepted in Western society, and we've changed the definition with the addendum of charging interest at an excessive rate. In the 17th century, the Bank of England began issuing paper fiat money. This gave the banks the ability to simply print money out of thin air. And for over a century, this was rightfully called out as fraud, until it became public policy, known now as fractional reserve banking. What was once seen as immoral is now seen as normal. Many assume that the financial loans given out by the banks are coming from savings they hold for their depositors. But this is not true. When someone takes out a loan, the bank creates new money out of thin air and then charges the person interest to borrow it. Fractional reserve banking allows the banks to legally create 10 times the amount of each deposit. This inflating of the circulating currency devalues that currency and allows the banks an opportunity to profit dramatically. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 began a system of debt designed to inflate beyond its means until it implodes, the exact opposite of sound money. The banking cartel funded both sides of World War I, which led to the Great Depression, which led to the Emergency Banking Act of 1933, which ended the gold standard and made every dollar spent an IOU to further increase the debt, which is ultimately owed by the American people. The banking cartel funded both sides of World War II, which led to the Bretton Woods monetary system, which made the USD the world reserve currency, and gave central banks the option to go straight to the gold window of the U.S. Treasury to exchange U.S. dollars for physical gold. But by endlessly creating more debt, it became clear that the U.S. had printed far beyond their gold reserves. And when several nations came to collect their gold, the federal government dishonorably closed the gold window. To maintain world reserve currency status, the U.S. turned to its military, guns for hire to Saudi Arabia in return for the petrodollar, and war with any nation who threatens USD dominance. A Ponzi scheme is an investment fraud that pays existing investors with funds collected from new investors. And that's what the bankers created. They profit exponentially off the people's debt. It was designed to collapse, and that's what it's doing now. All the markets are crashing, and the derivatives market alone is in the quadrillions, which is much more than the total financial assets of the entire world. There is nothing left to prop up the dollar. This Ponzi scheme is at its end. What that means is that the money you have in the banks will disappear. Everything will go to zero, and then we reset. How we do that will ultimately be up to the people. The banking cartel knows that the only way they can survive this collapse is to somehow convert everyone to an authoritarian CBDC. But without the people's trust, the banks will have problems with this. Many people will lose everything and will want nothing but justice from the old banking system. But many others will comply. Hard times are coming fast, and if we were smart, we'd prepare. Let the big banks die and create a banking system that serves we the people. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're here talking about all things Second Amendment with the great Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks. He's got a whole bunch of lawsuits out against the federal government. He's won national cases at appellate courts. One of the cases is going to the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about that bump stocks, their attacks on stocks on guns, you name it. But he's also got his ear to the ground with law enforcement here in Austin with this DA that is completely Soros run. So find all of his work at CentralTexasGunworks.com and MichaelCargill.com. But let's start here with the big case that was the top story starting Friday and still one of the top stories. You have an Army sergeant, veteran of Afghanistan, no criminal record, surrounded by BLM, mainly a bunch of white people, and they point a gun at him. We have the photo. We'll show it. And he feels in fear of his life with a semi-automatic AK pointed at him. He shoots him, and now he's been convicted, even though the police said, no, it was justified, that they would have shot him, and they warned the individual pointing his gun at people, you're about to get shot. So here we are, this DA, the names, the players, where this is all going. Michael Cargill, you're an expert on this. You live it every day. You're right in the middle of it. You have all the law enforcement sources. Let's talk about why this case is so important.
Yeah, Alex, this case is really important because the DA, this DA here in Travis County is saying that now all of a sudden, here we are in 2023, it is actually legal in 2023, legal for someone to wear a face mask, tactical gear, 10 o'clock at night, block traffic, bang gun vehicles, attack vehicles with an AK-47, threaten someone, point the gun at them, and they're saying that is legal. All of a sudden today, they want to tell you that they support the Second Amendment. They don't want to ban ARs or AKs anymore. Now all of a sudden they're supporting ARs and AKs and they think it's okay to attack vehicles, block vehicles, bang on vehicles with an AK and threaten citizens on a major road in this country.
I mean, I have to be honest, if I was blocked in, and we've seen the footage out of his car, he slowed down, he stopped, they surround him, shots are going off, a guy lifts a gun and aims it at you, you'd be crazy to not be tried by nine instead of carried by six.
That's right. And we have a couple of different things here in Texas that fall under the Texas Penal Code. One of them is going to be the Stand Your Ground Law, and one of them is going to be the Castle Doctrine. Castle Doctrine says that if someone enters, you know, attempts to enter, or enters my home, my vehicle, my place of business, I can use force, a deadly force, to stop them. There's the Stand Your Ground Law that says that anywhere I have a right to be, as long as I'm not committed a crime, something greater than a Class C misdemeanor, as long as I'm not provoking someone, I can stand my ground, defend myself if someone's trying to commit aggravated kidnapping, murder, sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault, robbery, aggravated robbery.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you train me from I Can Still Carry. You're one of the biggest trainers in Central Texas, very respected by law enforcement, the media. You're all over the news. What would you have done? I probably wouldn't have gone to work that night. But obviously, you needed money. Well, there's riots and burning cars and taking over highways. I'm not blaming Daniel Perry, who's been convicted now. But I'm saying, what would you do if people blocked your car in and a man walked over and went, you roll down your window, he thought it was, and they shoved an AK-47 in your face?
man, I would have to stop them. I'm telling you right now. First, I wouldn't put myself in that situation. Try not to be where protesters are. But then once you're in that situation, you have an AK-47, someone banging on your window, banging on your car, kicking your vehicle, telling you to get out of the car. Then, you know, I have to stop this person.
That's carjacking, really.
Right. To me, they're trying to carjack me or worse, trying to kill me. So I have to stop you. I don't understand, what this DA is trying to do, but I'm very happy that the governor is standing up. The governor Abbott is saying, you know what, this is a farce. This is a Soros-backed DA.
Yeah, I'm not attacking. I love Tucker Carlson, and I'm glad he put pressure, but he kind of said the governor's doing nothing Friday night. The governor didn't have time to respond, but he did by Saturday.
He did. That's right.
Talk about what the governor said.
This case happened, you're talking, the verdict came down at like 5 o'clock, on a Friday. The governor didn't have a chance to respond to anyone with that. Everyone was trying to digest this information and get all this information. But then once the governor was able to, get all the info, then he said, he's looking to pardon this person as soon as the board of pardon can get the paperwork to his desk. Then he's going to pardon him as humanly possible. But we have a process in Texas. It's not like the president. President can pardon anyone at any moment in time while they're president. But a governor of Texas, it has to be sent to him from the Board of Pardons, and then he can sign that paperwork.
Just as a citizen, as an Army veteran, what is your view of this?
In a situation like this, you have to, help your attorneys out also. You're in a situation where you have to use your gun for self-defense. My advice to you is dial 911. Keep your statements very short. My name is so-and-so, so-and-so. My address is so-and-so, so-and-so. There's been an incident. I need paramedics, police, whatever you need. Give them, your location. And then, boom, hang that phone up. Contact your attorney. Let your attorney do the talking for you. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Do not put yourself in a situation where you're sitting down in a room giving statements to police without your attorney present.
Because even if they don't use it against you, the DA is.
That's right. You have to have your attorney present. Let your attorney do the talking for you.
And it's not that you have something to hide, but people are out to get you. You got to...
Right. In that moment in time, you just shot someone, you killed someone, watched them die or found out that they died. You don't want to give a statement to the police because you're not in the right mindset to explain all that information, explain your actions and what you're doing.
Well, we'll grab the video because I didn't tell the crew to do it. Like 3 weeks ago, or a month ago, the cars all blocked South Lamar, drive around crazy, shoot guns in the air, throw fireworks at cops. 2 weeks before that, downtown, they chase the cops out. They're shooting guns in the air, throwing fireworks at them. My 19-year-old daughter was driving back home to her apartment. She got blocked and got scared. I mean, this isn't like we're just picking a few cases. This town's become lawless.
And I'm happy that the state police have actually stepped in. The governor said, you know what? We're sending the state police, to Austin, to patrol Austin, because this is where the capital is located, the capital of Texas. Texas is almost, one of the largest states in the United States. And we cannot have this city fall to just complete lawlessness and just attacking innocent citizens like they're trying to do right now.
And you've got your ear to the ground. You've been warning for like 4 years things are getting out of control. How bad is it now? I mean, you talk about it.
Oh, it's real bad. There's a possibility we could have a serial killer here in Austin as well. Someone that's actually attacking young males who are 20 to 30 years old. They're saying that they're, they're getting drunk and they're wandering off and getting into the lake and drowning. With odds like that, that many males who are 20 to 30 years old in that time frame that are just drowning in the lake after a night of having a good time with a bunch of friends, I need to take those odds to Vegas and bet on them.
Those places are getting crazy.
It's getting insane. So we have a serious problem. So we need the state police to come in and to assist the local police department because we are 300 police officers short in Austin. This is complete chaos right now.
You don't have to tell me. Crime's exploded.
Yes, it has. And so, we're going to need things like this. This DA is just, he is not prosecuting the people that he needs to prosecute. You have someone that actually fired a shot at Daniel Perry's vehicle. A guy named Nico Daisy was in the crowd, one of the protesters. And you said it yourself, Alex, this is a BLM, Black Lives Matter protest, and 99% of the people there were actually white, not black. So this is not a color issue at all. And you have a certain, people are out there now that, nowadays.
A bunch of communists hide behind black people.
Yeah, exactly. And so this guy was a medic. He was from out of state, came into the state to participate in the protest or riots, and then he actually fired several rounds at the vehicle while the vehicle was driving away. He said he wanted to shoot at the vehicle so that police can identify the vehicle later on down the day, not later on in the day. So now all of a sudden you're telling me that now you're protesting cops, but now you want to act like the cop or participate and help the cops.
When he was trying to shoot Daniel Perry, he wasn't trying to mark the car.
Right. He was claiming, he testified on the stand that he shot at the vehicle so that the police can identify the vehicle later.
Incredible. What do you think this, well, we're going to go to break, but they got these Soros DAs everywhere. Did you see the case in New York where the attendant sees the guy robbing the car and then the guy tries to shoot him and wrestles the gun away?
No.
And then he's being charged in New York.
Wow. Yeah, that's New York for you. That's New York. That's California. That's those, you know, those states like that. We got to do something with, you know, with these states.
I'm sure you've seen all the big liberals getting killed now.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Michael Cargill's our host, our guest host here, in with us right now, co-hosting. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Mars this day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
To the town of Our Free, who rode a stranger one fine day.
Follows the verdict of the jury. The jury found the defendant Daniel Perry guilty of the offense of murder as alleged in count one of the indictment signed by the foreperson. Verdict form number two. Verdict of the jury. We, the jury, find the defendant Daniel Perry not guilty of the offense of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon as alleged in count two of the indictment. Please be seated. What kind of party might the jury be told? Juror number six, is that your verdict?
Yes, it is.
Juror number seven, is that your verdict?
Sir.
Juror number eight, is that your verdict?
Yes, sir.
Juror number nine, is that your verdict?
Yes, sir.
Juror number ten, is that your verdict?
Yes, sir.
Juror number ten,
yes, sir.
Juror number 11, yes, sir. Thank you. All right, with that, I'm going to ask you to retire to...
The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Under common law and common sense, you block somebody's car, you come and knock on their window and aim a rifle at their head, looking down the barrel, you're authorized to shoot that person. Michael Cargill, you've won major federal court cases. You're a major gun shop owner. You're a major gun trainer. Looking at this, why do you think this Soros DA, Jose Garza, did this, and where do you see this going?
I think he wants to prove a point. He anyone who supports law enforcement, anyone who opposes his political, his political goal, he's going to prosecute those people. Because he's proven this time and time after, again, he's not prosecuting the ones that are the actual protesters. The guy that fired shots in the crowd, he hasn't prosecuted any of those people at all. And now he's come out just now, and he's released a statement just moments ago saying that he's going to request, his statement is exactly this. Before making any decision, I implore you to review the trial's transcript. He's talking to the parole board. The Pardons and Parole Board. He says he wants them to look at the evidence from the trial, officials that may have an impact on public safety, and request input from the victim's family as to how a pardon may impact them. So he wants to try to circumvent what the governor's trying to do and jump in and have a private meeting with the Pardons and the Parole Board. Well, what people don't realize is the governor appoints these people. And so I don't see them actually going against what the governor's asking them to do.
What do you think they do when the governor rightfully pardons him? Because somebody points a gun. I mean, I'm not going to do this to you, Cargill. I like you, plus I want to die. But if I just pulled a gun out and pointed at you, I mean, how are you supposed to put up with that?
Right. You have to protect yourself.
I'm pointing a gun at you right now.
Yeah, there's one thing. You can't stop
it. We all know in the old westerns are based on real stories. When you pulled the gun, that's when you're... I mean...
He who shoots first wins. That's the bottom line. He who shoots first wins. Are you going to let this person kill you, or are you going to stop them?
So when you were in the Army and overseas, did you learn to like wait till they pulled their gun? Or if somebody pointed a gun at you, what did you do?
At that point, it's too late. You know, it takes a matter of seconds. So as he's pulling that gun up, how long do you wait? How long do you wait before you have to defend yourself?
But he was already pointing it at him.
Exactly. So are you looking down the pearly gates? Is that when you're waiting? Oh, maybe I should have done it then. No, absolutely not. So I think Daniel Perry did the right thing. He defended himself, because if he hadn't, he may not have been here today. You're talking, these people were, this mindset of a group of protesters, their mindset is they have a right to block traffic and block the road.
Well, he said, I want to use my gun on cops, which use a gun means kill them, but I can't, so I'm going to go out and bully these.
Hour before the shooting.
Well, I'm not a rocket scientist, but if I walk around waving guns to people, I'm about to get killed.
Right. And it's crazy. You can't do that. Now the DA is trying to circumvent, what the governor's trying to do. So we're going to see how this stuff plays out, because now it's a showdown at high noon between the governor and DA.
What's the left do when the governor pardons him?
They're going to take to the streets. Prepare yourself. The governor is going to pardon this young man. And when he pardons him, they're going to take to the streets. They're going to protest. They're going to riot. And we're going to do this all over again. And it's going to have effects over other cities, not just Austin.
I hear that the district attorney's not that smart.
No, he's not. But he's using this as a campaign ploy. So he's using this to actually raise funds for his next campaign, because he's trying to get reelected. He sent out emails already,
Well, that's my next question. How do we get rid of these Soros people legally and lawfully?
We have to vote them out. We got to vote them out of office. That's the only way. You got to get to the polls. You got to go vote.
Is anybody being run against this guy?
Not yet. So we'll see what happens.
Maybe you should run against him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get into politics. I think I stand outside the gate. I can do more work and be more effective by standing where I am today.
Any other facets to this case with Garrett Foster that got killed? Talk about the Darwin Award, running around the middle of town aiming guns at people. I mean, that's a quick way to take a dirt nap.
Yeah, it's called FAFO. The more you FA, the more you FO.
F around and find out.
That's right. The more you F around, the more you're going to find out.
I tell you, these leftists, though, it's like LARPing to them, live action role play. Like, they just think you run around waving guns at people, and that's to say, I can't believe the cops didn't do something.
Right. And the police officers were there, and they were told to stay back, allow the protesters to do what they were going to do, as long as they're not, breaking into businesses, but they can block traffic. They can, force other people off the street, off the road, and take to the streets. And he even said, Garrett Foster even said in his interview just hours before he was actually killed, he said that, we're not allowed to march on the streets. They don't let us march on the streets. But he did it anyway.
Speaking of the devil, this isn't the full interview, because he goes on to say we're going to intimidate these pussy Trump supporters. Play clip one going out to break.
AK-47.
What you got it out tonight?
They don't let us march in the streets anymore, so got to practice some of our rights.
You feel like you'll need to use it?
Nah, I think if I use it against the cops, I'm dead. And I think all the people that hate us and, want to say to us are too big of a to stop and actually do anything about it. So.
Why'd you start caring?
Well, our roommate got arrested and they stopped letting us march.
And he goes on to say, if I use my gun on cops, they'll kill me. Michael Cargill from Central Texas Gunworks. I want to shift gears when we come back and talk about your federal case. They've now appealed to the Supreme Court that you won, and these shootings we've been seeing, and where you think this is all going.
Yes, sir.
All right. Michael Cargill in the studio. He doesn't just run a big gun store, doesn't just train thousands of people. He also is battling for all our rights. A 360 winner with us in studio. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's News Today and MadMaxWorld.tv.
They
decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Store in New York where a guy walks in, does nothing, and they go ahead and just shoot him in the head for fun. This is what's going on in New York where they have almost total gun control. The next footage I'm going to show is out of Ecuador. This just happened, where a gang pulls up with illegal guns. Guns are totally manned there, and kills rival gang members. Yeah, roll that footage again. They pull up, boom. Now, total gun control, total gun ban for civilians. Why is it all the areas where guns are banned? Why is it the blue cities and blue states in the United States this is happening? Michael Cargill, one of the really up-and-coming top pro-gun activists in the country. I've known you for over 13, 14 years, but since you started Central Texas Gun Works, but now look at the great work you're doing. How would you describe the state of self-defense in America and the fight? Because to me, who's not totally immersed in it like you are, I'm kind of like you and Ted Nugent, people are like right at the top of the fight. I'm kind of on the periphery, but almost up at the top. I focus on it every day, but not 100% like you. It seems to me we're winning the self-defense fight. People get it. Liberals are out buying guns in record numbers. You attest to that. Other gun shop owners do. It's happening everywhere. But they say it's for right-wingers who aren't even threatening them.
Mm.
And what do they do now as people get, oh, there's a mass shooting, which are still rare statistically. That, why does that affect me? I'm not doing that. I have a gun to protect myself from that event. So they don't get, we logically look at all these crazy violent events, like your parents being robbed that got you in the Second Amendment. You were already Army veteran, but made you get totally into it. We're being abused. We're not bad. We should be able to protect ourselves. I mean, everybody kind of gets, hey, I have a right to defend myself. I'm not a bad person. And so it seems to me like we're actually winning hearts and minds. I think the globalists even admit that. So what are they going to do as no matter what they pull or what propaganda they engage in, it seems to backfire? Or do you disagree with my statement?
No, I agree with you 100%, Alex. You're having your mainstream media focusing on only on these different shootings, you know, whether it's a gang violence, whether it's a workplace violence, you know, they're calling it a mass shooting and just labeling anything that happens. You know, someone walks in and attacks their girlfriend or whatever, or, you know, it's a mass shooting. And these things are only happening in your cities and your counties that are actually controlled by the Democrats. They're not happening in Republican controlled cities.
Almost entirely.
Entirely.
I'm surprised Republicans are this good. I mean,
entirely. And that, here's what that says. That says that when you're in places where, you know, your Republicans are in control of the, you know, the court system, they're in control of the law enforcement, they're in control of the city council, they're putting a stop to these things. But when you have Democrats in control who are there just like saying, you know, we should legalize this, we should do this, we're going to drop these charges, we're not going to allow this to happen, not going to allow that to happen. And then you have this out of control chaos like we have here in Austin. We have a city council that's not doing their job as far as the homeless situation. We have a police department that's, you know, that is 300 police officers short. We have a sheriff. You know, where's the sheriff in Travis County? No one even knows who the sheriff is or what that person looks like. They don't know if it's a male or female. And so because they've never seen the person. And then you have to have the state police come in because, you know, the leaders in this area, just like in every other Democrat-controlled city and county, they're allowing the criminals to do whatever they want, and they're dropping the charges and not charging them the way they should.
And here's the bottom line. It's unified across the Western world, not just here. It's a plan, obviously. Why do you think they're doing it?
Yeah. I honestly can't figure that out. You know, it just blows me away. And I'm thinking maybe because they're doing this because of the next election, the next presidential election, they want to make sure that Trump or whoever doesn't get into office, so they don't want to lose the White House. And they're also looking at our justice system and our judges because they're looking at the Supreme Court. They feel that, you know, it's a little unbalanced right now. Well, you know what? That's not our fault. The fault that the Supreme Court is set the way it is, that's going to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg's fault. That's her fault because she should have resigned when it was her time, when she knew that she was getting sick and she needed to resign. So the fact that the court is now set, you know, more conservatives in that court, you know, they owe that to her. She's not a hero. That's her fault.
So the left's throwing a temper tantrum.
Exactly.
So what do you see happening?
I see what I'm telling people. You need to definitely train up. You need to train. You need to arm yourself. You need to prepare. You need to make sure you have food. You have water. You know, have all these essentials, because when this thing, you know, we saw what could happen, you know, with COVID, when everything, you know, shuts down, you know, make you stay in play, you know, stay in place and all that stuff. I never would have thought in a million years that, you know, I walk outside my door, I get in my vehicle, jump on the interstate, and there's no one on the road in a major city. I never would have guessed that. So they can. That means anything is possible. So you got to prepare yourself right now, because if you don't, then it's going to be too late.
How would you describe, as a patriot, Army veteran, successful businessman, a successful activist? I mean, you're like, you know, Jack Nicholson when it comes to, you know, getting stuff done in guns. How do you think this ends?
Hopefully this is going to end where, you know, I take it like, you know, no one's going to try to overtake the United States. No one's going to cross our borders, because they know there are guns in almost every single home in this country. People have multiple firearms. So I'm hoping that people are listening and they are training. They are buying guns. And we saw that in 2020 and 2021 and 2022. We're seeing this continue on in 2023. Well, people are buying guns. They're actually coming. They're getting training. And they're learning. They're, you know.
So we're winning. What do you make of the left? People saw it as really negative 4 or 5 years ago under Trump when the left bought guns. I said, no. They've now realized, even if they have a misguided thing of why they're getting guns, at least they now realize they've got to take care of themselves.
Right. And you have the federal government. They're trying to arm the federal government to do whatever they want. And that's why I brought my case forward, you know, to stop the.
Yeah, let's start talking about that. We'll go to break in about 3 minutes. But you won a major federal court case. Your other case is winning. It's gone to the Supreme Court. The feds just appealed it.
Right. And so, you know, the feds, here you are, you're talking about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, a federal agency, just like the EPA, just like OSHA. They're a federal agency. And what they're doing is they're deciding to, you know, create laws and rules that, you know, that they're enforcing and putting people in jail for. And they don't have that authority to do that. They cannot.
Supreme Court ruled last year the whole EPA deal banning coal power plants unconstitutional. It wasn't law.
Absolutely. And so that power is reserved for Congress. We have a constitution in this country. We have a Bill of Rights. It's not called a Bill of Needs. It's called a Bill of Rights. And they need to follow that. And so what's happening is they're weaponizing these different agencies to just come in and do whatever they want. And that has got to stop. And that's why we filed the lawsuit that I have against the federal government.
Fill us in on that, because you won in the major circuit, but now the Fifth Circuit, now it's gone to the Supreme Court.
Right. So my case, we won in the Fifth Circuit, which means it's a bump stock case. It's a case that says that the federal government cannot create a right law. It also gives us a definition of what a machine gun is. It says that, hey, a semi-automatic is when you pull the trigger, each pull of the trigger is a semi-automatic. One round comes out. It says a machine gun, when you pull the trigger, you hold the trigger, multiple round comes out. That is a machine gun. And so it.
And let's be honest, you dunked on Trump. That was something wrong he did. You just dunked on him.
Right. And it doesn't matter. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. I don't care who you are, what political party that you are, you're in. If you come, you know, on my Second Amendment, you try to take my Second Amendment rights from me, I'm going to put my foot on your throat. And that's my job.
And now they've desperately, 11th hour, they just filed on you.
The 11th hour, the last minute, they filed to appeal this case to the United States Supreme Court. So I'm excited for this, because that's fine. Because right now, bump stock should be legal in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. So they're appealing this case. We're going to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court takes up this case. Then we're going to fight in the Supreme Court for all Americans, from 10 to 40 million Americans.
And you got other cases getting picked up. How'd you hit the right lawyers? You know what you're doing?
We plan for this case to hit the Supreme Court. I want to make sure that the attorneys that I chose are capable of fighting a case in the Supreme Court, because this is for all.
We need you on the NRA board.
Ah.
Why aren't they doing stuff like this? Why is Cargill doing more than the whole NRA?
Haven't gotten a phone call from the NRA. Still waiting on that phone call.
Well, we can't just sit around and wait for them to do it. Michael Cargill's doing it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Got a real winner in studio with us. I love it. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I was fitted with bullets, with jackets of steel, and then taken outside in the light. Then he aimed me direct at a man on a horse, and his hand squeezed me tighter than tight. A bursting of fire exploded inside me, sent flying a comet of heat. As the smoke cleared away, I could see straight ahead the man who lay dead in the street. I'm a gun. I'm a gun. Till the day that man destroys me, I'm a gun. It's not the gun that kills a man. It's the man who fires a gun that kills a man. It's not the gun that kills a man.
That's Lauren Green.
I try to call out, but my steel has no tongue. And to men, I am only a slave.
The idea that we blame guns, folks, I've still statistically not a very common cause of death. 20-plus times on average it's used to stop crime instead of creating crime. Most of the crime is in the blue cities. We're talking to the great Michael Cargill here of Steel Texas Gun Works, who's fighting the Second Amendment for all of us. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported. We can't do this broadcast without you. It's been sold out for over 8 months. The ultimate, most powerful, nootropic, 10-hour clean energy, turbo force, Now even stronger, TurboForce Plus in a scoop, so you get even more of the product, is back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, still 40% off despite the selling out. All the great natural CBD oil for your neurological system, your joints, your bones. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alex Jones for President shirt, which is just a fun, you know, piece to spread the word. The Trump mugshot shirt, all of it available at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alex Jones Great Reset, War for the World, the number one New York Times bestseller. And, of course, signed copies available, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stay on air. We're funded by you, and we appreciate you. Michael Cargill, the time we've got left, my brother, I want to give you the floor to talk about big picture, not just the Second Amendment, but the Trump indictment, America, your sense of where we are.
Yes. So, man, this whole plan of trying to actually prosecute former President Trump is only going to, all it's going to do is actually put him, you know, in the spotlight. It's going to give him the platform that he actually needs for, so he can run for office. I don't know what this big plan that they have. I don't know what's going on with them, but I noticed it's just not going to work at all. You have in all these different major cities around the country, I think people are finally realizing that we need to do something, you know, and work a different kind of way. And that's why we're doing court cases. That's why we're moving on other, you know, other angles, because you have, you know, these back DAs these DAs that are backed by Soros, they're, you know, doing whatever they want to do. And so we need to take a different path a little bit to this.
Well, I notice you, and I'm not kissing your ass, but I admire you. I've known you, 13, 14 years old?
Yes, sir, quite a while.
And I knew it was something about you. You have a great gun shop, great training program. I took your concealed carry, so my wife, a lot of the crew. But there was, the fact is, I love the other gun shops. I love the other gun people. But they always want to keep their head down, and we see hardly no activism from gun shops. If more gun shops acted like you, we would be in a lot better place.
Yeah, and that's why we filed this other lawsuit. There's another lawsuit I have that's Michael Cargill versus the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and that's for all gun stores in the entire country. Because what's happening is gun stores are being inspected by the ATF. This current administration, the Biden administration, decided to attack gun stores by inspecting us, and if they find any errors whatsoever, any little small paperwork error, you walk into the gun store, you have to fill out the form. If you make a mistake on that form, there are 100 different data points on the form when you're buying a gun. If you don't cross a T, you don't dot an I, then you make a certain amount of those same mistakes, then what they're doing is they're revoking the gun store's license. And you're talking gun stores that have been in business for decades, several family, you know, just decades, 20
years. So, but it's not praising you, but it's true. Why are you different? Because I watch you. You're all over national news. You're all over local news since you came out of the gates. You literally are doing more than almost all the other gun shops combined. There's thousands of them. So I'm not kissing your ass. Why are you different? Why don't other gun shops get off their ass? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're not doing anything. I can just, you know, I just focus on what I'm doing. You know, they may be doing something, but I know that we need to get together. And this case, the second case, is very important, because the second case actually puts this Biden administration where they need to be. It's saying, hey, you cannot take the law that says that ATF walks into a gun store, they're supposed to inspect the gun store, they're supposed to assist that gun store in making sure that a gun is not wind up in the hands of a prohibited person, and you're supposed to, you know,
So the violation, it's not they're giving guns to prohibited persons, they're just finding minor errors.
That is correct. And the whole purpose of the law is if a gun store is actually transferring a firearm to a prohibited person, then that gun store is actually breaking the law. But that's not what's happening, because I didn't dot my I across my T. That is not putting the guns in the hands of a prohibited person. But they're taking that and they're shutting the
gun. By the way, I'm not bashing their gun shops. I'm being honest. I see you in the national news and local news all the time. You're like, this is ridiculous.
Right. I think people.
Well, do you feel a little weird that it's almost always you fighting?
People are just afraid to stand up. They're afraid to stand up because they think that when they do stand up, someone's going to come for them. And I get it. I understand. Because that's why we did the other lawsuit. Because said, hey, we're winning the bump stock case. We're headed to the Supreme Court. We're actually going to beat the ATF and the Department of Justice in.
You already won at the Fifth Circuit.
That's right. We're beating them on their turf. And because of that, what stops them from walking to my gun store and shutting me down? I said, you know, we need to protect ourselves. I need to play chess, not play checkers. And
we can't just be on defense. We got to be on offense.
That is correct. And so we're taking this in on an offensive stance, and we're saying, you know what, we're going to push this forward.
And imagine if other people took the cargo model.
That's right. That's right.
Because you are the man in the arena.
That's right. That's right.
What else do you want to impart to listeners?
You know, go to our website, go to michaelcargill.com, check it out there. Go to Central Texas Gunworks.
You host a podcast, very popular?
Yes, we do Come and Talk It radio show. It's Come and Talk It, not Come and Take It, Come and Talk It. We talk all things firearms, anything that has anything to do with guns at all. We're discussing that. We're talking about different court cases. We're talking about the Austin serial killer. We're talking about the Daniel Perry case. We're talking with, you know, witnesses that were down on the ground. We try to break, you know, break these cases wide open and see what's going on. There's a juror that actually, you know, went and actually testified, well, actually gave a statement on a radio show just yesterday, and the juror that was in the Daniel Perry case said that they were not given any evidence of any pictures or video of Garrett Foster pointing a gun at Daniel Perry. They didn't see any of that.
And the police officer filed an affidavit. They're hiding that.
That's right. And so, you know, things like that, we're trying to bust this stuff wide open because the jury was not given certain information. They didn't have everything to make the decision. And I'm not saying anything about the jurors. I'm not bashing the jurors because they did their job. They took 2 weeks out of their life to sit down, listen to this case, not get paid, you know, get paid peanuts to listen to this. So I don't want to bash the jurors at all because they did the best they could do with the evidence that they had in front of them.
We finally got the manifesto of the trans woman that was a man in Tennessee, and she says, F the kids right here.
Wow. That's a monster. Only a monster would walk into an elementary school and shoot innocent little babies.
And what did you think of the left defending it, not even decrying her?
Only a monster would do something like that. That's a mindset that I don't have. I can't even picture that. I can't.
If I tried to make myself shoot a child, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. There's no way. I don't even know, you know, what type of person would do something like that. And
that's why we got guns.
Yeah, and the parents are anti-gun. The mother is a staunch anti-gunner, you know, posts things on her social media all the time. And here she are. She's raising a monster. She raised a monster.
What is it about the left they want to kill kids? I can't even figure it out.
Yeah, it's a sad situation.
Look at those. F those kids. She said, I'm going to go kill kids. People are going to F those kids. F those kids. F those kids. These punks consistently be cucking and are and totally mentally ill.
Yeah. That's a sick mindset. Sick person, sick individual.
Thank God those officers went in unlike Uvalde.
And you can't blame the gun for something like this because someone who has the mindset to write something like that down and to carry this out, they would have done anything. They could have driven a truck, a car, used a knife, used anything.
Well, how the hell do you blame 9-year-olds?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. There's nothing I can say to that. That cannot be explained.
Did you see why the White House press secretary and even like a bunch of other shows said basically that she was not a bad person?
No, she's an evil person. She's a bad person. Evil. And the police did the right thing by putting her down, just like the dog that she is.
Damn right. And I would imagine she's burning in hell right now.
That's right.
5 more minutes with Michael Cargill, Central Texas Gunworks. He is our guest. You can find him at CentralTexasGunworks.com, MichaelCargill.com. And he is fighting for us. I'm not bitching in other gun shops, people. But you all keep your heads down. While we're losing the damn war, but we're starting to win because of Michael Cargill and because the American people embracing self-defense. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.